Thousands of students in Taiwan have joined a protest. The source of their frustration is the TOEFL exam. That's a test of English as a foreign language that many Taiwanese students need to take to get into college. The reason they're not happy about the test has nothing to do with the test questions themselves. It's about politics. I've got the BBC's Cindy Su on the line from Taipei to tell us more. So what exactly are the students upset about, Cindy?
Last month, some of the students noticed that on the website of the nonprofit U.S. organization that administers the TOEFL test, it's called the Educational Testing Service, ETS.
Right.
On their website, they've changed the way they refer to Taiwan as Taiwan, China. Now, in the past, they simply referred to Taiwan on their drop-down menu of countries and locations. But somehow they changed the designation of Taiwan. And that has upset a lot of students here because they see Taiwan as a sovereign, independent country, not a part of China. So that prompted the students to write letters to ETS to protest and to demand that they change it back to Taiwan.
So this is kind of a matter of patriotism for these students?
Yes, and identity. It's actually an ongoing issue. It's a huge controversy. Sometime over the past year, China has finally had enough with companies, and including airlines, hotels, and even fashion labels referring to Taiwan as a country. So it sent out letters to a lot of companies, including like United Airlines, the Marriott Hotels, and Zara, a fashion brand, to demand that they change the way they refer to Taiwan on their websites or face consequences, for instance, having their websites being shut down in China. So a lot of the companies have complied or found a neutral way of dealing with this very controversial, divisive issue. And it seems like now China is going after not only companies, but even nonprofit organizations. And ETS is one of the ones that would directly be felt by young people on both sides, because if they want to study abroad,
they have to
prove their English proficiency through these tests.
I mean, the TOEFL test, as you say, administered by the Educational Testing Service, ETS, they are a massive organization. They run GRE and a lot of other standardized tests. What reason did ETS give for changing the name of Taiwan?
Well, ETS has been lying low. It hasn't, you know, given interviews to the media. I've seen reporting about this, and I've already emailed them, and they haven't written back to me. But, you know, if you look at the numbers, I mean, they have a lot more mainland Chinese students taking this test than Taiwanese students. About 30% of the international students studying in the U.S. are mainland Chinese students. You know, some 600,000 mainland Chinese students chose to study abroad last year, and only 60,000, one-tenth that figure, from Taiwan. So, you know, you could tell that they make a lot more money from the mainland Chinese students signing up for these tests.
And another thing, Cindy, just this week, China accused Taiwanese intelligence agencies of preying on Chinese students. It feels like something new is going on here. What is it?
Something dramatically different has happened in the past 2 years. You know, previously, we had the best relations between the two sides since the end of the Chinese Civil War in 1949. But since 2016, when the current Taiwanese president Tsai Ing-wen was elected, relations have been deteriorating ever since. And the reason for that is because President Tsai does not want to meet Beijing's demand that she agree to the so-called 1992 consensus, which under Beijing's definition defines Taiwan and mainland China as part of one China. Taiwan is part of the Chinese psyche, the identity of Chinese people, that they do not want to let go of this island. So it doesn't trust President Tsai's administration, basically. So it's finding all kinds of ways to make things difficult for her and, as a result, for Taiwanese people.
The BBC's Cindy Su speaking with us from Taipei. Thank you very much, Cindy.
Thank you.